Okay, I think all of us are connected. So let's start. Okay, good morning and welcome to Grenergy's first quarter 2025 results presentation. I am Rubén Gómez, Head of Investor Relations. The presentation is going to be led by Daniel Lozano, our Chief of Strategy and Capital Markets Officer, and Maria Coimbra, Manager of the Sustainability Department. They are going to take you through our business, financial, and sustainability review. At the end of the presentation, there will be a Q&A session for sell-side analysts. Please, Daniel, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Ruben. Okay, good morning to you all. I'm very happy to lead this quarterly presentation. Actually, it is the best quarter presentation that we have done ever. So thank you, David, to allow me to lead this quarterly presentation that, as you can see, is purely financial and sustainability results from this quarter. We wanted to split this quarterly presentation from the main operational pipeline update that normally we are providing to the market, but in this case, we are going to include that in the Capital Markets Day that we are presenting in 1 week. So we are going to focus in financial and sustainability. As I said, let's move to the highlights. So in slide three, well, business highlight, I'm just explaining what we have already told to the market. We keep executing quite well in financing. In Q1, we could close another $324 million, in this case for the phase four of Gabriela that we're building, as you know. You know, in addition to this amount, there were another 700 million, so above 1 billion of financing already closed for Oasis of Atacama. Then there was also good news regarding Quillagua that the phase one is already in operation, phase two will be in really soon. And the operation of Quillagua, even though it is not a project that we are going to keep, because you know it has been sold to Contour Global, we wanted to let you know that the operation of this storage facility, that is our biggest hybrid storage facility till now, is operating quite well. Any more operational information will be provided in the Capital Markets Day. Then, well, 1 terawatt of energy we have been able to close in this first part of the year. It's impressive. Our PPA department who keep executing new contracts. The first base load PPA with Codelco, this mining company, investment grade, for 15 years that in addition with other PPAs, like the one signed with an utility, 390 gigawatt hour. So that will help us to contract the revenue of the project we will present shortly. Okay, so these PPA are key in our strategy, and being able to contract 24/7 is a step forward. We can be extremely competitive with just solar plus storage against, you know, traditional energy sources. And this is happening in Chile. I assume that that will happen in every single market. Then, well, recently we have presented a new agreement with BYD, 3.5 gigawatt hour of storage for the phase six of Oasis of Atacama. Well, this is a huge agreement. No, it's much more of what it has been installed in most of the European markets. And in next week, there will be occasion to explain the way we are gonna build this Elena project, the financing, the energy sale, everything is well on track. Then, you know, well, I'm repeating it every minute. We have a very important Capital Markets Day next week in Bank of America headquartered in London. If you cannot be there presentially, you can access, of course, through a streaming. You can find the link in this column in the business highlight. Anyhow, we will send a notice to have the link ready. It will be also in our website. Then moving to financial highlight that I will explain later, but as you can see, you know, revenue times two compared with last year, EBITDA almost times three compared with last year, and net income times five, okay, to 32 million euros. So not a very difficult set of results to be presented, okay? Then CapEx is a KPI that I like the most because it's the way we are showing to our execution capacity. In just one quarter, we have been able to execute what we were executing one year, some years ago, 165 million euros. That is 124% more than a year before, driven by, as you know, solar plus storage project. Then net debt remains in a very similar position compared with last year, 3.7 times and 1.3 times corporate. If you take into consideration the agreement we have done and that are coming into our P&L and balance sheet, that the pro forma level will be much better. I will let you know later. But then, well, we have also released today a notice regarding our share buyback program. It's the third year in a row that we are using part of our cash flow to buy our shares. And in this occasion, we have been able to buy 27 million euros, representing 2.44% of the company, and an average price of 37.75 euros, well below our current share price. So we are generating value to shareholders, buying at a very nice price. And where we are terminating it after the General Assembly accepted, you know, the reduction of capital and the board of directors approved it. So we cannot have the share buyback anymore. But anyhow, you know, we are doing this time to time and will be ready in case it is necessary. And then Maria will let you know later the progress in sustainability. We keep providing sustainability KPIs every quarter. Sustainability means a happy local community, reducing operational risk, and construction means happy employees, good governance, reducing risk. And what we are doing since 2019 is allowing us to have an excellence in this matter, having a positive impact. And then rating, that is not the goal, but is the way this is reflected. Ratings are providing us a very good ranking position within the industry. So let's move into the key operating and financial data. So, well, you can see that there is an increase of total installed capacity, just around 2%. We are increasing it because of some distribution asset in Colombia. Regarding production, we experience 52% increase in total output. This is coming from Gran Teno solar asset, Tamango, and some distribution asset PMGDs in Chile that now they're 100% producing. Contracted volumes increased 80% and represented 88% of our total electricity production. That is an excellent KPI showing the way we are contracting the energy sale. Furthermore, load factor has recovered to normal levels in comparison with the first quarter 2024. And realized price increased to 45 euros per megawatt hour, explained by the recovery on merchant prices, which went up to almost 26 euros, increasing more than 90% compared with last year. Okay. On the right-hand side, you can see the summary of the KPI, financial KPI that I will explain you later. So moving to slide 5. Okay. This is the revenue and EBITDA breakdown that the total revenue in the first quarter of 2025 amounted to 237 million, representing an impressive increase of 116% year on year. And this growth, as you may imagine, was fueled by the successful M&A transaction through asset rotation in Latin. Development and construction was also plus 125% growth compared with last year. Anyhow, energy revenue also is growing, 56%, mainly driven by Chilean asset. Retail revenues, that we will let you know more in detail in this Capital Markets Day, increased 108% linked to the well performance of the number of clients and the increase of energy prices. Finally, services grew 14%. So Q1 EBITDA was 62 million euros, representing an impressive growth of 165%, almost time three, and boosted by, as I said, development and construction division and the energy division. Then let's move into CapEx, that, as I said, is a way of reflecting our execution capacity. And we have split it between the first three columns, that is the CapEx we are keeping in our balance sheet. And then the fourth column is what we are building for third parties, in this case, Oasis of Atacama. So Oasis of Atacama, phase one, two, three, represented 81.9 million. And then in the first columns, we have 9 million euros development CapEx, 53 million euros, mainly Gabriela phase four of Oasis of Atacama, and Spanish project 21.6 is the very last column that you know we are building this project like Ayora, Taberna, San Jose Cabrera. Then slide 7. This is our cash flow in Q1. So you can see, that well, even though we have had a positive EBITDA of 61.7, then there has been a negative net working capital position. So the CapEx that we are investing, 165.4, that is not affecting totally because we are recovering from the revenue of EPC, that we are getting from the asset rotation. Then, Also to mention, financial debt is growing, but that is project financing. And other debts that was negative 70.7 refers to the deal we did to buy to Repsol and Ibereolica, the Elena Antofagasta project in Chile. Then I think is the last one that I will present. We have leverage and liquidity. As I said, no, you know, our leverage is affected both by the energy revenue and that is growing, but as well the development and construction that is M&A. And when it, that happened, moved down. So now we have, we are in a very comfortable position of 3.7 times. That might change while we are investing in CapEx, and will improve whenever we have the EBITDA addition of M&A. We wanted to include a pro forma column, including the deals we have closed that they're still creating EBITDA and positive cash flows, like, well, Oasis of Atacama deal and the Allianz deal. So including those deals, the total leverage would move even lower position to 1.2 times. And the corporate leverage will be almost zero to 0.2 times. And that's all from my side. Maria is going to explain the main messages about sustainability.
Thank you, Daniel. So, good morning, everyone. The first quarter of 2025 marked an important step forward in our climate strategy. We have just published our climate change policy, which is a cornerstone document that reinforces our net zero ambition. It sets out clear principles and guidance, and it's fully aligned with our broader sustainability policy. Earlier this year, we also reached another major milestone with the publication of our 2024 non-financial information statement and sustainability report, following the requirements of the CSRD for the first time. This marks a new chapter in how we report with greater transparency, accountability, and alignment with the European standards. In the next slide, you can see that in parallel, as Daniel commented before, we continue to consolidate our ESG positioning. Our performance remains strong across ESG ratings, reflecting consistent progress and robust practices. And although our current ratings already reflect solid performance, we remain focused on going further, raising the bar and driving positive impact and positive outcomes. In this context, our ESG roadmap continues to guide our efforts, embedding continuous improvement across all areas of our business, from governance and climate to social impact. And that's everything on my side. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Maria. So we are now moving to the Q&A session. Please, if you have any question, raise your hand. And obviously we just suggest to ask one question per participant, please. So let's wait, as we always do, 30 seconds to see how many questions we are receiving. Okay, and then we will start the Q&A. Okay, I think we can start. So first question from RBC. Please, Fernando, go ahead.
I think, Fernando, it's me, but I'm not for RBC.
For the time being. No, because, sorry.
Not for now.
Still at no, he text, no, it's because he texted us. You know, he sent, you know, in advance. And
okay, Fernando,
but no
Fernando
La Fuente. La Fuente, and after that, the other Fernando.
Go ahead.
Still at Alantra. One quick question, Daniel. Thank you for the presentation. It's on the, can you drive us through the expenditures and the cash-ins of disposals this year? I mean, what's going to be the CapEx that you will invest in the assets that you have already sold, which is basically those in Spain and the first three phases of Atacama? And when do we consider the proceeds, or you are receiving the proceeds from the sellers? Sorry, from the buyers, both expenditures and proceeds in disposals. Thank you.
Okay. So, well, regarding EBITDA, cash in, we have two big deals that has been done in the past that will provide EBITDA this year. The first one is Oasis of Atacama. We sold three phases. For the moment, we have registered 110 million euros in 2024. In Q1, there were sales for 55 million euros, and we expect those sales to reach 103 million euros within the year. Okay. However, total cash of the operation, around 256, in this case, $1 million were received in 2024, so a positive working capital. Around $70 million will be received during 2025, and a little bit might be received later, depending on some earn-out. Most likely, the impact during this year will be around 40 million euros. Okay. In cash. Then for the deal of Allianz, that remember that was a deal we did in 2023. I think it was around 1 million euros per megawatt for those solar assets in Spain. We expect around 70 million euros EBITDA. As that project was sold at the commercial operation date, we expect that to happen mostly in Q3. But those capital gains of 70 million euros will also be, there will be some equity recycling coming. So in total, it should be around 110 million euros. Those are the figures we are using to create that pro forma leverage. Okay. Then regarding CapEx, it's a difficult question, but we are executing this year, not only phase one, two, and three of Oasis of Atacama, but as well four, and there will be more projects coming soon in central Chile and in Spain. Let me wait to next week, where there will be a timeline of the project, so you will easily make some estimates on CapEx.
Thank you, Daniel.
Thank you, Fernando.
Okay, so next question from Henry Tarr from Berenberg. Please, Henry, go ahead.
Hi, Henry.
Hi, guys. Thanks for the presentation, and very much looking forward to next week and the Capital Markets Day. I guess just a quick question on the quarter. The net working capital growth, is that down to equipment? Is that the battery storage moving into Chile?
Maybe Ruben, you have the answer, but
Yes, okay. I mean, if you remember last year, working capital at the end of the year in full year 2024 was very positive. It was of 200 million euros positive. Okay, so it's logical that now we have those payments to the batteries and it's related to this. Okay.
Exactly. Batteries, they have good working capital condition that is positive for the financing and well, but also well, in a moment you have to pay it. So that's the way, you know, it is affecting in Q1 cash flow.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's great. And then just one other question, if I could, just on the price outlook in Chile for merchant. I know you're sort of 80-90% contracted at the moment, and that's going to stay high. But how do you see price development in Chile at the moment?
Well, there was an impact if you compare our figures to last year prices. You can see that there has been an improvement, and that is happening because last year we have one of the assets we have sold, Quillagua, having some curtailment and affected negatively to the merchant prices. That's why we decided to hybridize every single project we have. By hybridizing it, you avoid having cannibalization. So that's the way to solve the solar prices issue. How do we see the evolution of merchant prices? Well, as we said, as more batteries are introduced into the system, we assume the curve, the prices curve will trend to flatten. So that would mean that we will move cheap solar energy to night peak prices. So solar prices should move up, and at night also they will have a deflation effect. So we are taking, well, we're taking care, of course, about those two issues. Okay, thank you, Henry. I think, okay.
Great. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you.
Okay, next question from Ignacio Domenech from JB Capital. Please, Ignacio, go ahead.
Hi, Nacho.
You're on mute, maybe we are going to.
Hi, yes,
No.
sorry, apologies. Can you hear me? Yep,
Yes.
Daniel, thank you for the presentation. So, two questions. The first one, I'm not sure if you can disclose the CapEx per megawatt on the deal you signed with BYD, or if we have to wait for next week. In any case, it would be interesting to have a reference there. Okay. And my second question is on the output in Chile. If you could disclose what was the output in Q1 from Gran Teno and Tamango, because I believe there were some curtailments in Chile in Q1 in last year, and also the output in wind, okay, because I'm not sure why is the decrease if it's coming from entirely from Costel. Okay, thank you.
Okay, so well, first question regarding CapEx per megawatt hour. We will provide you a guidance in next Capital Markets Day. That's why we have included. I can tell you, I can assure you that the CapEx trend is going into the right direction. It keeps moving down, and that is very good news for the competitiveness of this technology into Europe, okay? Because it will provide very good project return very shortly in European markets. So we will be able to replicate this incredible business model we are creating in Chile into Europe. Okay? So wait for next week, please. And then regarding production per project, normally we are not providing it, but okay, I think I have here the number. So correct me, Ruben, if I'm wrong, but well, the production in Q1 was 140 gigawatt hour. Last year, as the project was not 100% producing, it was just 12 gigawatt hour of energy. So that is an increase of 1,000%.
Thank you, Daniel. And on curtailments in Chile, can you give us some color on the situation this year versus last year?
Again, curtailment are there. Normally, you know, where there is more solar penetration, there is more curtailment. For us, now the market with lower solar prices are helping us to create this business model of getting that spread between the day and night. So again, you know, Chilean market, they have kind of 13 different electricity market, and that there are electricity markets more affected by this situation. Anyway, for us, it's not a problem. It's a great opportunity to be able to capture growth and spread and returns.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nacho.
So, okay, I think we have no more questions. So thank you very much for attending, and see you very soon at our Capital Markets Day. For any more doubts, please contact to the Investor Relations team. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much to you all. See you in 1 week.